Hello, 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 Love beautiful people. Radio. How are you? Well, that was late. Welcome to the Juice. Today is a wonderful day in the Lord. What is today?
Today is
the 13th?
I believe so. Yes, it is.
I have a special guest, and I'm not going to tell you guys who it is until later on in the show. Well, how was your weekend, or how was your weekend last week, I should say? How was last week, the entire week, since I missed you guys? I didn't have any Wi-Fi, I'm going to be honest. I couldn't rock with Comcast no more, so I switched over to Frontier. And I ain't hear nothing bad about Frontier until I actually switched over, and now everybody wants to tell me how bad they are. I even heard someone over talking in the store. They were just two ladies were talking, and she was telling the other lady she's going back to Comcast because Frontier kept messing up. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So that's why I wasn't here last week, because I didn't have any Wi-Fi. But I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I missed you guys. I missed talking to you. A lot of things have happened in my life. So I hope someone calls in today. If you guys want to call in, the number is 323-792-2900. I did not advertise for tonight's show in any shape or form because my life is, like, extremely hectic, okay? I've been working 12 hours a day. I'm a mother of two kids that are freaking nuts. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old that are going along, like, 30 and 16. And I'm just like, okay, and I have a mother who's disabled, and she always needs me, which I don't mind. I love my mom. She's wonderful. But I'm just, like, overwhelmed, and I'm pulled left and right, you know? And then I was talking to this guy, you guys, and then I decided that I was going to end that because I just feel like I wasn't getting what I was supposed to be getting from him, you know? I've been with him for a while. Like, we've been dating for a while now, so I'm like, okay, when are we going to get to the next step? So I want to talk to you guys about that later on. But first, I want to get into ID Clear. You guys know I always start off my show with something positive. And today I'm going to read day 11 and 12 because I missed you guys last week. So this is day 11. Day 11 states, I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. Amen. I claim that thing. My goodness. Yes. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. That means because I honor God, everything that's meant to, for me, all the good things that God has already ordained for me because before I was even thought of by my own parents who conceived me and created me. Okay. My blessings were already there. Those things will chase me down and overtake me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will be in the right place at the right time, and people will go out of the way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. You know, that's wonderful to be surrounded by God's favor. It's nothing like it. I believe that those who stay in faith are highly favored.
Highly, highly favored.
Because you believe in a God that you haven't seen. You're walking by faith and not by sight.
He said, blessed is he who has not seen but yet believes.
Yeah, say that again, say that again.
Blessed is he who has not seen but yet believes.
Amen. Yo, we need to prepare for his goodness.
Prepare.
Yep. You know, a life where people go out of their way for no reason to be good to you, a life where you get promoted even though you weren't even weren't the most qualified, a life where you find yourself in the right place at the right time. When you walk in God's favor, his blessings will really chase you down and overtake you.
Amen.
And I am just so excited about that. So I'm going to go on day 12 now. Day 12 states, I declare I am special and extraordinary. I am not average. I have been custom made. I am one of a kind. Of all the things God created, what he is the most proud of is me. I am his masterpiece, his most prized possession. I will keep my head held high, knowing I am a child of the Most High God, made in his very image. This is my declaration.
That is awesome.
Wow.
That is really awesome. You're a living example of that. I can say that. I can vouch.
Really, though?
You're a living example of
that. That is so special to me.
In my eyes, yes.
I really appreciate that because I really think it's important to live what you speak and what you learn. And when, you know, when you learn about the goodness of God and you find out, you know, all the intricate things about him, you're supposed to pass that on. You're not supposed to contain it. You're supposed to spread it. And, you know, I try, you know, I am so ratchet. I'm so happy. Joey, what were you going to say, Joe?
Because there's power in the tongue.
Yes, and that, yes, there's life and death in the tongue.
And before you started your show, which is an awesome show, I love you. I love the show. You, before you even thought of it, before it even happened, you spoke it into existence.
Right.
That it would be, and it's here.
Yes, I did. I forgot about that. Wow.
God does favor those who believe.
You know, no matter what I go through, I always believe in God. He's always kept me. I've been homeless. I've been abused. I've been heartbroken. I've been, oh my goodness, I've been talked about. I've been betrayed. I've been alone.
Yeah.
You know, I've been scared. And, you know, I remember crying so hard I couldn't even talk. I could hardly breathe. I thought I was going to have an asthma, like a heart attack and die. It was bad, you know, and all I could just do was just pray. Like, I couldn't even say the words. It was just between me and him. And he kept me, and I kept on smiling, and I kept on believing in him, even though my days were bad, and I was sad, and I was lonely, and I was hurt, and I felt like I didn't want no more. You know, it was something in me that just had to go on, you know, even though I wanted to end it. You know, so you know, when we go through things in life, I always just tell people, no matter what, just try to hold on to God's changing hand. Like, his hand doesn't change. You know, he's so faithful. Always keep him first. That was the I Declare. This is the inspirational word segment of the show. When I come back, I have a special guest that you guys heard. His name is Joe. He's actually my best friend.
Hey, guys.
He's one of my best friends, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about some interesting things about being a black male, bisexual male in today's society, especially in the city of New Haven, Connecticut. Okay, we're going to talk about the download of it, too. Oh, you thought you was off? No, we're going to talk about it, too. You're not off, but we'll be back. Hello, hello, hello. We are back. And now it's time to talk because, you know, there's, well, how can I put it in words? Now, being homosexual is not as frowned upon as it were before,
back in the day.
And when I say back in the day, I'm referring to the times where it wasn't as accepted as it is today. Now we have laws where, you know, gay people can get married and they have their rights, you know, in certain states. And, you know, so I brought my best friend Joey on the show today because he is a bisexual male in today's society. And, you know, his world, even though we share the same world, we live in the same world, I'm sure our lenses see it differently. First of all, he's a male, I'm a female. Secondly, he's bisexual. He's been looked at as a homosexual, though, for the past how many years? Ever since I've met you, maybe 5 years, 5, 6 years ago.
Okay.
You know, he hasn't been with a woman. I've only known him to be with a male, even though I know he's bisexual. So I, you know, I know, like, now I've noticed, I hear a lot about the down low men.
Exactly.
And how, you know, they're married. You know, they put on a facade and they have girlfriends and they're with these women. They have children and really they're really into men and they're falling in love with this man. Meanwhile, they have a wife, a fiance, a girlfriend, and also children. So how is it for you, Joey, being a gay man in today's society? Like, what is it like? Like, when did you find out that you were gay?
Well, when when I found out was when I was a young boy and I basically felt, you know, feeling towards both sexes. I basically looked at, I had girlfriends first. I had always had girlfriends first. I never thought about dating a dude until I was about in high school, when it actually happened. But for me, it just was a out of body. It felt good for me. I'm just going to be real. It felt good for me, even though being raised Christian. You know, I beat myself up a couple times about it, you know. But,
wow.
You know, you can't help how you feel, how you truly feel.
Right.
All you can do is pray and live your life and try to be the best person you can be.
So let me ask you something. At what age did you come out to your family?
When I was 13, I came out and told my mother and father that I was bisexual.
And what was their reaction? Like, did they accept that? Or?
Well, my mom, she actually found a letter that a boy wrote me. I was trying to hide it. I would have actually never told her at that time, but she found it. She came back in there crying and screaming to me, "Don't tell me you're gay," you know, crying, bawling. I was like, I'm not gay. I'm bisexual. And she was like, "So what does that mean? You like both?" And I was just like, "Yes."
So let me ask you something. Have you ever been in love?
I've been in love, and I've been in two long-term relationships with two Hispanic dudes about 5 years.
What's the gay world like? You know, I'm heterosexual. I like men. I've never been with a woman, never thought about it. But, you know, nothing against, because you're my best friend.
Exactly.
You know, and I have other gay friends, women and men, okay, for that matter. I'm just curious to know, what is it like, you know, being a gay man? Are you treated differently from heterosexual men? Like, you know, when people see you, do they, or, you know, you can look at certain people and automatically say, okay, he's gay.
With you,
I can't really say that, honestly.
Honestly, with me, I get from a lot of females and a lot of dudes. There's a lot of females that come after me and say, you know, I love to be with you. I love to have a baby with you. And, you know, I smile and I flirt with them, but honestly, I lean more towards the male part because, you know, they're less sensitive. And I love females, and I would probably love to be with one, but when I'm trying to be serious. But in that text, my first relationship was 4.5 years with a dude, and my second one was 4.5 years. And no one truly knew that me and my partner was even together, you know, but we knew, and we just kept that to ourselves. We respected ourselves. We didn't disrespect females that liked us, you know. we befriended them, we made them our friends, and we just, that's just what it is. They accepted our bisexuality. It's a difference between dudes on the down low.
So let me ask you about the dudes on the down low. Like, it seems like their population is becoming greater these days. What can you tell us, especially women that have no clue how to even signify that we're even dealing with a man that's on a down low? Like, are there signs? How can we tell? You know?
Well, there actually are signs. Well, coming from my point of view and how I see guys, sometimes I'll be at the grocery store and I'll see a guy with his girlfriend, and, you know, he'll give you an eye and he'll let you know. And you, the way he looks at you and the way, you know, they come on to you. Like, I have my face tattooed, but, you know, some guys are extra friendly about it, want to be in my face, try to, you know, grab my face in front of their girlfriends and stuff, you know. And then later on, you'll see them on a website or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, definitely.
So are you saying, like, a lot of these men that portray themselves to be straight are on websites for gay men exclusively?
Yes, and they will not show their pictures. They will.
What are the names of these websites? Can you tell me that?
Some of them are Adam for Adam, Jack, Tumblr.
Ladies, are you listening? Adam for Adam, Jack, Tumblr.
Manhunt.
These are all the downloads, the sites where you can find to see if your man's on the download.
Black gay chat.
Okay.
If you go on these sites in your area, it'll show you everyone who gets down in that area on that site. So it's not hard, you know. It's easy to get caught out. And it's such a sad thing to see when they do get caught out, because here they are, they're living two lives, denying, being in denial of themselves that they're actually bisexual and are married with children, cheating on their wives, you know, giving them, it's not a good thing to do when you're dishonest like that, because then you can mess around and...
Well, why do men do it? Like, why? My problem is this. Men that are on the down low piss me off, because you aren't being honest, and, you know, there's a woman involved, you know, especially if you're married, to take that vow with a woman when you know you're more attracted to men, that's something, I mean, it's disgusting to me, it's dishonest. Like, how do you sleep good at night? You know, I'm just confused as to how men can do that. Like, I just feel so bad for women that are in a relationship with a man that doesn't really love them, that's not attracted to them. I can imagine what their nights are like. Like, you know, they sneak out at night and they don't come back, or they make excuses and say they're working late, or they say you're their friend, their homeboy. And a lot of times, you know, these men are going along with it, acting like they're just a homeboy when they're really getting up to do sexual things together. Like, you know, I don't know. That's my problem with men on the down low. I don't have a problem with gay men, obviously. But my problem is being on the down low, the dishonesty about it, you know. And you can catch AIDS and HIV in a heterosexual relationship just as much as homosexual, but I know it's even, I think you're at a greater risk when you're homosexual at getting AIDS and HIV. Those diseases are uncurable. Those diseases take your life.
Bisexual downloaders.
Especially the bisexual downloaders.
Yes. Then they mess with females, that, you know, and then they go back.
And they pass it on.
Mess with guys, and then they'll mess with females this week, and then they'll, but their whole thing is that they're straight, but they're really not.
And they're having unprotected sex with men that they don't even know who are infected.
If you put a condom on to have sex with them, giving head, you can contract things just by letting another, you know, giving head.
Relationship. Wow.
Exactly. So it's still, like, unprotected. And, you know,
I mean, I would think so.
Putting their wives at risk, which is disrespectful and just unmanly thing to do. Just be real. That's what I can say. Be real.
Wow. I want you to hold that, though, because I have another question to ask you. We'll be back. I'm just going to play Boo Thing by Verse real quick, and we are going to come back.
This shit is so random, and when I'm with you, it's like our heartbeats are in tandem. And when I lift rock, I just want to hold your face for ransom. You're beautiful and I'm handsome. That'll be good for the babies. If ever we go there, maybe. It's crazy, no titles, but you're my baby. When I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex change, baby, you be your friends, they leave it without you. Got a hotel room with a view of the city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles leaning to the bathtub, so baby, let's hop inside and ride in a two-door with the roof on. My oh my, baby, it's been too long. So grab your coat and your I walk out of here. Wait about five and I'll be parked outside.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Hello.
We are back, hon.
Yes.
Wow, we digested a lot of stuff. We talked about being a homosexual in today's society, a bisexual in today's society. We talked about Down Low Brothers. We talked about God's grace and favor over your life, no matter where you are.
Yes.
We talked about a lot of things, and
exactly.
we're almost like done for the night.
Yes.
I'm so glad you came. You got to come back.
I definitely will. You're my best friend anytime.
We got to talk about some good stuff. I need to know. I need to hear some stories. I need to, something needs to happen. But I don't want to end off the show on that. I want to talk about, why didn't we talk about Empire?
Why did, my, you see how I had to stop talking?
Did you watch it?
I didn't see the last episode.
Oh my, are you serious?
We have to watch it. I definitely have to catch up. I'm late.
Malcolm DeVoe, honey. That's
O-M-G.
All I can say. He saved Cookie's life, honey.
Oh,
well, I'm talking about knocking the cobwebs off the Cookie's job, baby. It's going to be real.
I
mean, that thing got. I can't even really get into it then because you ain't see it. I don't want to ruin it for you.
I
wouldn't have allowed you on the show today if I didn't know you ain't watched Empire.
I'm soft.
Oh, come on, rich around now. You got rich around.
Rich around now. Rich it all.
Rich. Oh, God, it's good to have good friends that you can laugh. Joey gets on my last nerve. I'm not going to lie. I be wanting to ring his goose ass next time. I'm not going to lie, but I love him. I really do love you dearly.
I love you too, so much.
I really, really love you dearly. Tonight, I'm going to see Dipset. They're coming to New Haven to Toad's Place.
Dipset?
Oh, I cannot wait. I should have had Marita download a Dipset. I should have did that. I did not do it, and I don't know. But, yeah, Dipset is coming, and I'm just really excited. I'm wearing sweatpants.
I hope you have the most exciting time. Turn up for me.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be on my little thug fizzle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to be popping tonight. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot. But the thing that I can't wait for is the 16 and over. But I'm hoping that, you know, they behave because I don't want to have to pop nobody's child in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to pop you in the mouth. I done told y'all, take my belt off. I ain't going to have one on, but I'll take my belt off. You know what I'm saying? Put you across my knee. I don't have time. I'm old enough to be your mammy. I really am. I'm in my mid-30s. Like, you know, I know I don't look it, you know, because I'm,
exactly.
I'm a cute little pop. Oh, let's sing, Joe. Let's sing something. What can we sing? What can we sing? God, hey, love on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has love on me. He's been good to me. Yo, let's act like the church. Let's have church. Come on, let's have church.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. If I die, let me die.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
If I die, let me die.
I'll be back
die.
Next week.
In the army.
Y'all know I don't play around when it comes to
of the Lord, if I die, let me die.
I'm gonna end the show off with a bang.
I'm a soldier.
We're gonna have church, cause I know y'all gonna send this weekend.
In the army of the Lord, I'm a soldier.
In the army, every Friday,
soldier,
7 o'clock. I'm
in
here.
In the army of the Lord.
Make sure you guys tune in to the late
in
night
the
girl
army.
Every Tuesday night at 10.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta do it. What's next? So much fun. I love you guys. I'll see you guys next week.
So
I'll see you next week. You gotta do your bravado. I'll see you next week. Do it. You gotta see how you always do.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was marvelous.